Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Billy, who's a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
The science behind building a positive mood. A positive mood is much more than a temporary sensation. It's a state of well-being, and it's one that is characterized by optimism and good emotional well-being. It's normal for your mood to fluctuate, that's part of being a human being. However, you can cultivate consistent positivity if you understand the underlying issues that influence your emotional state. Yes, you can harness the power of science to build a positive mood. Neurochemistry. Positive emotions, at a neurological level, are associated with the release of endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin. These neurotransmitters, especially dopamine, play a major role in pleasure and motivation. While dopamine is considered the reward neurotransmitter, serotonin regulates sleep, mood, and appetite. Endorphins are mood enhancers that also can act as a natural painkiller. So, if you engage in activities that trigger the release of these, you can easily boost your mood and improve your emotional well-being. What activities can do this? Socializing, exercising, getting a good night's sleep, and even pursuing meaningful goals. Cognitive bias. Your perception of reality is shaped by your cognitive biases. The best way to describe this is it's a mental shortcut that influences how you interpret experiences and information. If you have positive cognitive biases, you are predisposed to see everything in a more positive light. You can cultivate awareness about your biases. It's the only way to actively challenge the negative ones to disrupt distorted thinking patterns. Focus on the positive to reframe any situation as one for growth, and it will positively influence your mood. Gratitude. Gratitude has been shown to heavily influence mood, but it can also boost your overall well-being and strengthen your relationships. By practicing gratitude, you are consciously acknowledging your blessings, which research shows can help you nurture a more positive mood. Behavior. Your daily habits have an impact on your mood, and they contribute to daily habits that influence your emotional well-being. If you choose to engage in activities that align with your strengths, passions, and values, you can foster a deep sense of satisfaction and contribute to your purpose. You can contribute to this process by practicing self-care habits like relaxation techniques, exercising, eating well, and practicing mindfulness. It's all about managing stress, because stress is a real mood killer. You can also surround yourself with positive people and supportive relationships. Environmental influence. Your physical environment can play a major role in shaping your emotional state, which influences your mood. Sunlight and fresh air are a must for mood boosting, and that also contributes to greater cognitive function. Creating an environment conducive to positivity and relaxation, whether it's bringing some nature in, decluttering your space, or surrounding yourself with pleasing decor, can improve your mood. Once your mood is boosted, it enhances your well-being, which further feeds into a good mood. Improving your environment also minimizes stress and negativity, which is more good news for your mood. Being in a good mood is one thing, but creating a consistent positive mood is another. The latter requires building habits to improve behaviors that will constantly contribute to that consistent mood. Final thoughts. There is more than one way to build a positive mood, but there is science behind it, and it all comes down to building positive behaviors and good habits to contribute to a better mood. When you understand how the world around you influences your mood, you can put controls in place to counteract negativity and further your positivity. Whether you practice gratitude, self-care, optimize your environment, or challenge your negative thinking patterns, you have the strength to shape your mood. You can be the positive person you want to be. It's all about cultivating your positive mood to sustain even the toughest days.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. DRL Healthy Practices Podcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about informational activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.